disease in multiple myeloma continues to be a fairly important problem. You know, despite all of the new agents we have, we still see patients with bone disease. The incidence of those problems has decreased quite a lot. But given that our patients are living a lot longer now with all of these new drugs, the risk of developing bone disease continues to be cumulative over the course of a patient's lifetime. Up until recently, we only had one drug, which was zoledronic acid and pomidronate for the treatment of myeloma-related bone disease complications. Earlier this year, we had denosumab, which is a monoclonal antibody directed against RANK ligand, which was approved. This was approved after one of the largest clinical trials conducted in the history of myeloma. It was a 1,700 patient strong study, and the way the study was designed was to demonstrate that this monoclonal antibody would show just as good efficacy as the zoledronic acid would. So it was a head-to-head double blind randomized trial comparing zoledronic acid to denosumab. Obviously, our primary endpoint here was to look at first SRE on study and time to first SRE, and we saw that there was really no difference between either zoledronic acid or denosumab, suggesting that denosumab was just as good as zoledronic acid. When we did a landmark analysis, we did see that denosumab was a little bit better, but that was more of a post hoc analysis. I think what was really quite interesting to me was there was always this concern with denosumab that we may be increasing toxicity and causing more mortality, and that had been seen in some of the older studies. But in this study, we saw absolutely no overall survival difference. And what was absolutely striking in this trial was that all things equal, and we had stratified these patients for the kind of myeloma therapy they were receiving, the region from where they had arrived for their myeloma treatment, as well as stage of myeloma disease, whether they got a transplant versus not. When we looked at progression-free survival of these patients, the PFS really favored the denosumab arm, and that favoring of the denosumab arm was as much as by about 10.8 months. I have really never seen that kind of a progression-free survival benefit, even in some of the large randomized trials that we are doing routinely in myeloma. And to me, that just speaks to the fact that using a target which actually might have a very significant role in the microenvironment may be of some importance. I think the other thing which was instructive to all of us from that clinical trial was the fact that denosumab, being a monoclonal antibody, is not impacted by kidney function. And that is actually quite critical for patients with multiple myeloma, because over the course of a patient's lifetime with myeloma, a lot of them will develop myeloma-related kidney problems. And if you can use a safer, effective dose instead of zoledronic acid and pomidronate, which are essentially somewhat cleared by the kidneys, you now have a safer option, which is denosumab, which can be given subcutaneously to patients.